Hi there. The word for you today is on handling criticism the right way. In 1 Peter 2 verse 21 we read, Christ, while being reviled, did not revile in return. When it comes to handling criticism the right way, keep these three things in mind. Number one, you've got to demonstrate emotional and spiritual maturity. Exhaustion can affect the way you act when you're under pressure. Elijah slipped into depression because of it. Queen Jezebel hounded him relentlessly. Her opposition sapped his strength and caused him to say in 1 Kings 19 and 4, It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life. Wow! Satan will take advantage of your weariness. When you're fatigued, you can become overly sensitive and miss the opportunity for growth that comes with criticism. Okay? Number two, realize that good people get criticized. Jesus was called a glutton, a drinker, a friend of sinners and disreputable characters. What's the point? Simply this, people whose opinions are set in concrete and whose thinking isn't good are not going to understand your behavior based on your obedience to God. So when your ideas and values clash with theirs, don't be angry, don't be reactive, be gracious. And number three, always keep a good attitude. Your own attitude can be more detrimental to you than somebody else's. You know what they say? A chip in your shoulder usually indicates wood higher up. Peter writes, and I quote, You have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example to follow in his steps, who committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth. And while being reviled, he did not revile in return. While suffering, he uttered no threats, but kept entrusting himself to God, who judges righteously. Bottom line, give it to God, and then press on.